Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, it's time for another week of N4G Radio, and I promise this week that we will bring the Gambus Con. He is just running a little bit late.
Come on, Gambus.
Yeah, Gambus. Get on the ball, son. But with us right now, we have Mr. John Whitehouse from across the pond. John W.
Fuck on punch!
Yes.
Wow.
That was awesome.
All right.
I like them biscuits with mustard on them.
And with us, we also have Ryan Womble, the Wombat.
I don't have a cool voice or saying.
Damn. But unfortunately, we have no Drew this week. He got called into work. Sons of bitches. And we have no Killer Wolverine, which if you're a longtime listener of the show, it's hard telling why.
Well, I mean, it's not like he ever shows up anyway, so...
He's probably asleep, or...
He's probably up till city hours playing FIFA, I think.
I have to tell you this story. This is hilarious. I guess it was about 1 o'clock in the morning last night. My phone goes off, right? Boom went my ringtone. And it's a text message from Killer Wolverine that said, "Happy Sweetest Day, by the way."
What?
And I just kind of looked at it. I know. I was like, so I just kind of let it go. And then about 10 minutes later, I got another text message that said, "Oops, wrong person." So then I replied back and I said, "Oh, you don't think I'm sweet, honey buns?" And I never got a response, so...
Oops.
I guess I wasn't his sweetheart. Now, Wombold, you still there?
Oh, there I am.
Okay.
There I am. Sorry, I have a big, giant-ass mute button on this headset, and sometimes it accidentally gets hit.
Okay. I was just like, it's just me and John. Welcome.
Welcome to the two-man N4G podcast.
Oh, good.
So downhill from here.
Yeah. We got Gambus.
It never started uphill.
Yeah, you know. We got Gambus coming in later, hopefully. So since he's not here to start us off, I guess we'll start with Mr. Whitehouse. Because I know Wombat totally don't like to go first.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of going first.
So
that's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
He likes sloppy seconds. What?
Wait, what?
Hold on. I'm bringing in the Gambus. But we're still going
to
start. We're still going
to
start.
Go first either.
Oh, no, you still got to go. You go.
Ah. Okay, then, fair enough. First of all, I better give props out to Wombat. I picked up two human today, actually.
You want to give him props, or do you want to chastise him?
Well, no, actually. I picked up for the pricely sum of £5, and I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I'm actually quite enjoying it. Shock of shocks.
Take that, everybody.
Yep. It's actually not bad. It's so got its issues. I mean, it really has got some serious issues. Glitches are galore. The camera goes funny. The controls go skewy. But when it comes to the... sword play and the shooting, it really is quite fun. The leveling up system's quite good. You know what? I'll have to eat crow. So yeah, I thought, well, if it's not any good, it's only cost me a fiver. But I think I actually might give this one a continue and keep on going. The story's arse, it's rubbish. You don't even know what's going on. There's weird people in there with something to do with some kind of well and some gardens, and there's like, some Norse mythology in there somewhere.
What do you have against the Norse?
Yeah. But, but yeah, it's actually not bad at all. It's probably, hopefully at some point, going to get cult status. So, you know, it's so bad it's good kind of thing. But I don't think there's ever going to be a sequel, so might as well enjoy this one for what it is.
Yep, absolutely. Unfortunately, it'll never get a single sequel because it ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, there were meant to be three, weren't there?
Yeah. So, but we'll have to play some co-op sometime now that you got it.
Hey, Shenmue says hello.
Yeah. So does Advent Rising.
Yeah, it does too.
Suck on that, Zero.
Hey, I never expected a sequel, and I'm still not holding out for one like some people.
Well, also played a bit of PVC as usual. Completed the Beatles Rock Band.
Does that mean you got rid of it? Is that how you complete it?
No, it means that I finished all the songs and the story made.
Oh, well,
I actually completed it.
That takes some dedication.
It's a good game, but I'm a big Beatles fan, so you know it's easy for me to play a game where all the music's great. All the music I consider to be great is on there. So I got that done. Also picked up a PSP Go.
PSP.
Go this
weekend. What the hell is that noise? Is somebody opening a Kit Kat?
Somebody opening a Kit Kat.
That's what it sounds like.
That might have been me.
Well, stop opening a Kit Kat, you bastard.
God, you sound like the voice of God tonight, Jason.
He is the voice of God, always.
It's like, that might have been me. You immortal.
Yeah, if you don't respect his Kit Kat, he's gonna break you off a piece of that Kit Kat in your ass.
Wow. It's funny that never caught on as a catchphrase for them.
It should have. I'd eat more Kit Kats.
Break you off a piece of that Kit Kat bar in your ass.
It's gotta be break you off a piece of that Kit Kat bar in your ass, bitch.
In your ass.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
nobody will ever eat Kit Kat again.
Nobody will. They'll be like, this is like breaking it off in my ass. Anyway, John, go ahead. What else is going on?
Oh dear. Yeah, so I picked up I bought a PSP Go, and I got a couple of bargains off the store. I got Puzzle Quest and Patapon, and I've been playing a bit of Puzzle Quest, which is good. It's like Bejeweled, but more interesting. And the big game that I played this week for review, Sonic 4. Now,
yeah, I want to talk about that because I gave you my code, and then I asked on Twitter. I said, should I still buy this even though I don't have the code? You know, but and I didn't get an answer. I should have taken not getting an answer as a sign not to buy this fucking game.
Well, I didn't answer because I hadn't played it at the time.
I wish somebody had.
I take it my... did you buy it?
Unfortunately.
So mine and your views are going to differ slightly.
Probably, but that's okay.
I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm happy because that way you got it for free and that makes me happy.
Whereas I would have paid for it and you should have got it for free because you didn't like it. No, I did. I actually thought it was... I mean, to call it Sonic 4 is a bit stupid because it is essentially Sonic 1 in all but a few slight differences. It looks very pretty. I think the cel-shaded characters work well with the colourful backgrounds. And I think that the way he moves is a little bit sluggish to start off with. When you start moving, it doesn't feel completely right. But once you're up to speed, it's all fine and dandy and as it should be. I actually enjoyed it. I mean, my review will be up at some point in the next day or two. But I can't fault it, really. It's annoying. It's frustrating. It's good fun. But it's everything that the Sonic was originally, I think.
I don't know. It's Sega.
I actually played the trial version, and I'm going to disagree with Zero, too. I actually kind of liked it, too. I mean, I didn't think it was great, but, I mean, it was a nice little flashback.
See, that's my problem. That right there is my problem. This game would have been great when I was 8.
Well, but I mean, after years and years and years of people crying about 3D Sonics and begging for a return to the series roots, that's exactly what they did. You had to know what you were going to get.
I was hoping to get a, you know, the Sonic that I used to love, but with, like, today's game mechanics, but apparently the team at Team Sonic hasn't, like, taken a class since 1995.
Well, but they tried that. That's the point, isn't it? They tried to bring Sonic. They've tried to age him along with the changing gaming world around him, but that kind of type of game just doesn't fit anything other than
that's
a
exactly
2D.
It.
See, I would actually disagree with that, because I don't count Amy and some of that crap big the fat cat as trying to progress Sonic. Sonic was about speed, and
But the problem is Sonic. I mean, that's sort of the limitation of Sonic as compared to Mario is, number one, Sonic, because of the way the games play, doesn't work in 3D. It just doesn't work. Every 3D game, unlike Mario, every 3D game has failed miserably. And the 2D Sonics just don't update well, because, I mean, the whole thing with it then was how fast it was. Well, every game's fast now. So, to me, and this is just me, and I'm going to get flamed by a whole lot of Sega fanboys for this, to me, Sonic just doesn't hold up very well, at least not as well as the Nintendo properties like Mario and Link.
Well, no, it doesn't. I totally agree with you that it doesn't, which is my problem with this new one. I'm essentially paying $15 for Sonic the Hedgehog 1 but feeling it, to me it felt slower. It felt like he runs slow. The music is awful.
Well, I think agree. Sorry, Gambus.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
The $1,200 Microsoft point price tag is slightly questionable. I think you're right in the fact that in certain aspects it doesn't feel as fast, but I think once you get going, as I say, when you start running off and when you start moving, his legs seem to just be on a kind of crawl mode, but once you get your speed up, I think it's absolutely fantastic. And it's the parts of the level where you're just constantly, you know, in that the speed zone kind of thing, you're rushing around the level. Where it falls down slightly is the platforming sections, especially when you get onto like the labyrinth levels and the can't even think of the laboratory levels towards the end, where you've got a lot of jumping to do, and that in my opinion kind of slows things down, and it slows down the pace of the game, which in turn makes it less fun. But I think once you're doing the speed bit, I think that's where it really shines, and I think that is a real hark back to the original days of Sonic in a good way.
Well, like I said, we will definitely disagree on that one.
But then again, you don't like Fallout, so what do you know?
Oh,
exactly.
you two are praising two humans, so you got no place to talk to me. No place
Bring
to
that
talk
up,
to
boy,
me.
Don't
you? You brought up Fallout, didn't you? We weren't even talking about Fallout, so yeah, bring it.
But my review will be up in the next few days. I enjoyed it.
Well, see, that's why I'm glad that I gave it to you, and the same reason why I'm glad Wombat's reviewing Gothic 4. Certain people should review certain games.
Eventually,
once we get it, yes.
Yeah.
We already have it, but it's in virus infected, so there you go. Anyway.
As a game should be.
Yeah. So anything else going on besides Sonic?
No, that's it. That's really all I've played.
This is a big week. This is a big week.
This is. Next week, or this coming week, is going to... Oh, it's not going to be fun at all, because there's choices that are going to have to be made. For sure, I'm definitely getting Fallout. There's absolutely no way I'm missing out on that. Looks incredible. Trailers are getting me really excited for it. I've missed Fallout. And, you know, you can always go back to Fallout, but it's such a big game that you don't want to sink that kind of... You normally don't have that sort of time to sink into a game of that size. But with something new, something fresh, but something that's familiar, I think it's going to be really great. What else is out next week? There is something I
Star Wars. About.
No, that's not for us, though. We've got to wait until the week after.
That's that's the week after for us, too. I just forgot that I'm getting it this week. Never mind.
What did you think of the demo?
The demo was the fucking tit.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I cried when I played it. I'm like, why can't I continue?
You'll be after next week, fella.
Awesome.
There's something else out that's bugging me now, because I can't remember, because I noticed that it was coming out, and I thought, oh, great. That's more damage to my wallet.
Well, while you're thinking about that, it's not that I like to pee on everybody's parade, but everybody does realize that Fallout New Vegas is made by Obsidian, right?
Right.
And you don't have a problem with this.
No, because it's sort of built on the back of what Bethesda did with it already.
So was Coder 2.
It's true, but I'm not one of the people that thinks Coder 2 was a absolute, you know,
disaster.
Stain on the landscape of gaming.
I like
to
think
it wasn't
of
as good as the first one.
I like to think of it as an abortion.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Coder 2 wasn't as good as the first one, but it was still a good game, and that's sort of what I expect from New Vegas. I don't expect it to be as good as Fallout 3, but I still expect it to be a good game.
I played Alpha Protocol, and yeah.
Yeah, but that was ground-up stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't even ground up. It was ground to middle ground, because they certainly didn't finish that piece of shit.
I think that was it. I'm not sure about you guys, but we've got Sims 3 on consoles next week as well.
This week is next week?
No, that is the week after.
Yeah, the next week is worse than this week. This week is bad, but next week is like hell. Because next week has Fable and Star Wars and The Sims. And
The Sims 3, that's it, yeah.
There's a ton of stuff coming out on the 26th.
DJ Hero 2's out next week. That was the other one.
Yeah, that's this week, yeah.
And we've got DJ Hero, the first one, pretty good game.
Don't you guys get the first one when you buy the second one in Europe?
Yes, yeah, you get it bundled in with the DJ.
Set, that's a good deal.
That's a sweet deal because that game is awesome. Even if you don't like that kind of music.
Well, a good thing, I was never a massive fan of the music in the first one, but this time around they've kind of evened it out a bit. There's a good mixture of everything, including dance and trance, which is the sort of music that I like. So, I'm not sure if it's going to compete with Fallout for me, but it might be one I may pick up before Christmas.
Alright, so, as you may have heard during John's fondling, that we had somebody join the show.
Greetings, programs.
Hey.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You made the most news for the week. So
at least the biggest news.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Congratulations, my friend.
Congratulations, Gambus, officially.
Yes. Yes, we had the dinner last night, and we got to sit down and chit-chat about it.
Yep. I'm engaged.
That's crazy. The internet exploded.
What's his name again?
Oh, snap.
that's not legal here yet.
No, not in our state. So, anyway, Gambus, since besides getting engaged, what games have you been fondling this week?
Wait, you got an N-Gage? Why would you get an N-Gage?
Because it's the greatest handheld that you never played.
Ever.
Jungle.
It's a jungle, yeah. Let me see here. I haven't played that much this week.
Been kind of busy.
Yeah.
Get busy.
Let's see here. I played some, obviously, I played some more DQ9 for the DS. I only played two other games besides that, one of which was Sonic. The new Sonic game, Episode 1, Sonic the Hedgehog 4. Yeah, it's kind of like, it feels like it's stuck in the past. It feels like, you know, it's a game that's, you know, 20 years old already, brand new out the door. It looks great. I will say this, the game does look really awesome. This is one of those games that's kind of hard to judge, kind of difficult to judge, because it's like, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because you know that this game was made for the people like us who loved the original 2D Sonic the Hedgehog games.
Furries.
Yes. And, it's like, it's made for us. And because of that, it's stuck in the past. It feels like a 20-year-old game. And to me, it actually didn't even feel as quite as tight as the original version, because, what was been discussed earlier, that it does take longer for you to get running. And I didn't remember it being quite as long in the original game. And when you're actually running full speed, it didn't feel as fast as the original game. I don't know if that's just me or what, but that's just how I feel about the game. I think it would have been so incredibly awesome if not only was this a 2D Sonic the Hedgehog game return to form, but if it was a reboot of the whole series. And not adapting the 20-year-old control scheme, but in its place, make it a control scheme that actually makes more sense to what's going on. To make stages that take advantage of speed. I'm not a game designer. I don't know how I would imply, but. Or how to implement more modern gameplay mechanic, but I think that it would have been much cooler if it was a total reboot, and the actual gameplay was completely redone. Like, okay, we're remaking Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, even maybe slightly change his character design. I mean, not dramatically, but
how would you reboot Sonic again to today's audiences without losing what makes Sonic Sonic? I mean, they've tried the 3D stance, that clearly didn't work. They tried giving him a different sort of personality. Humanized him. They even gave him the ability to turn into a werewolf. And none of that seemed to work. I think the problem is that Sonic can only truly exist on that type of 2D plane as that type of game. Unlike Mario, who's been able to adapt, through Nintendo being as clever as they are and being a different type of game. So I don't know how a reboot would have worked.
If I was working for Sega, I would kind of think back to the Game Boy Advance collaboration between Sega and Treasure when they created the Astro Boy game for Game Boy Advance. I would probably really be adamant about basically outside contracting a company like Treasure, or if not Treasure, then the other company that I would be looking for would be, I think they're called Way Forward. It's the company that made Contra 4 for DS. I would pair Sonic Team with a more modern team and basically, combine contrast and from there, do the reboot. And the thing is, when it comes to, like, if I was going to redesign Sonic, I would still keep his silhouette the same. So that even if you saw his shadow, it would be the exact same shadow. But, I mean, like small details, just enough to tell that it's not the same Sonic, but still a spiritual successor. That would be my approach to rebooting Sonic the Hedgehog in 2D. But of course, I wouldn't really know how to go by that. But that'd be that'd be my like my basic startup program would be to pair up Sonic Team with another more modern developer who's also versed in classic gameplay.
See, I think that makes complete and utter sense, because if you look at a lot of Nintendo's franchises, they've outsourced those.
Yeah.
And they work. You know, Retro Studios redid Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, it's just putting it in the right hands. And honestly, at this point in time, I'd almost just say Sonic Team is just... I don't know that they're capable of creating games in this generation that's actually advanced, because most of their stuff has been crap. In fairness, in the last 10 years, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you could blame that on Japanese economy and how like, you know, the average development team of your average Japanese made game is actually becoming smaller and smaller and smaller.
It's so small.
Whereas, yeah. Whereas us in the States, we have like we're now having like games that take a couple hundred people to make over like a 2 or 3 year period, if not longer. But that's one game that I played the demo of. I mean, granted, it wasn't a bad game. It was pretty fun. It was fun. I will say that it was fun, but it wasn't like, oh my god, this is awesome. It wasn't that level. It was just like, it's Sonic. It's adequate for the name, I guess. Well, the next game that I've been playing, is a game that I, when I'm not playing it, I think about playing it. It's rare nowadays where I'm actually daydreaming about playing a particular game when I'm not playing it. And that is the new Castlevania Lords of Shadow. Yeah. And this is a reboot of the entire Castlevania franchise. And I must say, some of the reviews have been spot on. Some of the reviews have been a little off, in my opinion. And I think some of their reasonings for disliking the game are very, I don't want to trip on any arms or legs, but
I think the phrase you're looking for is you don't want to step on any toes.
Yeah. Don't want to step any toes. But I mean, it kind of goes with the gothic feel of the game, but I mean, I think a lot of people like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, okay? And I read a lot of game reviews and I listen to a lot of podcasts. I have a lot of free time because my job sometimes has downtime. I've heard like at least several sources, this past week alone saying, this is not a Castlevania game. Well, what I've got to say to that is bull crap. I feel that this is a Castlevania game. If you're thinking Castlevania means guy running around with long hair, Metroidvania style, you've only played the last half of the series. And if you're one of those people who think that Castlevania represents hitting candlesticks and getting chicken legs out of candlesticks, then you're basically stuck in a 20-year-old gameplay mechanic. I have to get on this high horse because, I mean, a lot of people who I generally respect as podcasters and as game reviewers. They say that this game is good, but then they'll also turn around and say it's not Castlevania. But it is Castlevania because of the gothic style. You got the werewolves. You got the spiders.
The vampire.
The Vampires. Yeah. It's a different take. It's a reboot. It's just like the Trekkie saying, "Oh, that new J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie, that's not real Star Trek. It doesn't have William Shatner in it," you know? It's the same mentality. But you know, I thought that, you know, the new Star Trek had the spirit of the old Star Trek. But, you know, it's just modern day, and that's the same way that I feel about Lords of Shadow. I mean, it's a different take, granted. It plays a lot differently, but it does borrow a lot of stuff from like Castlevania 4, which is one of my favorite Castlevania games of the whole entire series. You know, the whip, you know, grappling onto environments using your whip. I mean it's
whip it good,
whip it dude
into shape, shape it up, get it straight. Move forward.
But,
it's not too late.
To whip it.
Whip it good.
But, anyway. Yeah, Castlevania, okay. Now that I'm off my high horse,
You get down off that high horse.
I will go into, why I love this game. First of all, the game's a looker. It really is. It's freaking beautiful, man. You get waterfalls, you know, with the light hits the waterfall, and you could just about see like the faintings of a rainbow through the water.
Taste the rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. The environments are some of the most forward-thinking environments I've ever encountered. I mean, you'll run into puzzles that are, you know, play a vital role into the traversing of the environment. I also love the pacing of this game. It's not just another game where you go one room, fight creatures, go into another room, fight creatures, go into another room, fight creatures. It's not like that. It's like go into one room, fight some creatures, go into this other room, traverse the environment using a combination of your whip and climbing abilities. And then when you get into this other room, do a puzzle. And then you get into this other room, fight a boss, you know, fight a epic 10 screen tall gigantic titan that, you know, granted a lot of people have said that the titan boss fights remind them a lot of Shadow of the Colossus, and I agree. I mean, it does have a very Shadow of Colossus vibe because of the sense of overall, you know, scale to it. And I just love this game. It's really, really good. People have said that this is a God of War clone. Actually, to tell you the truth, I would rather play this than God of War. Just because, you know, especially the storyline. Okay, another thing I love about this game. Storyline is awesome. I'm only about maybe a quarter through the game, but I can already tell you the storyline is going to go to some dark, really dark places. Really dark places.
Dark.
And it's not the same type of dark as like, you know, most of, you know, protagonist characters who are just, you know, full of rage. This guy's full of hope. That's kind of the tragic thing about this game is that supposedly the main character, Gabriel Belmont, he's supposed to be, pure of heart. He's like a do-gooder guy and it seems like the actual events that happen in the game are driving him into a, how shall we say, a really dark and demented path. And it's tragic. And, you know, I think tragic stories are, you know, some of the best stories instead of, you know, just the initial, you know, I'm pissed off, you know, from the get-go. Gabriel Belmont, I think, is a very interesting character from what I've seen of him so far in this game. And the enemies, some of the boss characters I've encountered, well, one in particular, I fought the First Lord of Shadow. I mean, seemed like a really cool character.
No spoilers.
Yeah, you got Patrick Stewart in this game.
P-Stew, as Killer Wolverine calls him.
P-Stew, he narrates every single level of the game, and there's like 50 levels, I think, overall.
Warp. Hello, yeah. Number one.
It was here! It was right here! Yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard.
In the house.
In the hizzle.
Yeah. Another thing that I really like about this game is the music, the soundtrack. I actually picked up the limited edition of the game. It came with the soundtrack, and I downloaded it to my iPhone. And I've been listening to the soundtrack walking around. I've been going to school lately as well. And I'll just walk around campus with earbuds listening to the music, because I love the music in this game. It's very reminiscent of the Howard Shore music from the Lord of the Rings movies. Emotionally grounded on an epic scale music.
Snap.
Yeah, so as you guys could tell, I like this game.
So you like this game?
Yeah, I really like this game.
Well, that's good.
It's definitely in my top three of the year.
Well, I will jump on that bandwagon as well. It's in my top three right now too.
Oh snap!
I love the game. I beat it.
I've not played it yet.
Just like I said, I would. I said I'd beat Castlevania this week, and I did.
I have not played it yet either.
You better get on
just
that.
The demo.
Get on it.
Oh, the demo. I played the demo when I was at E3, and I'll just say this. It gets so much better than the demo.
You know what, Gambus? It gets so much better than what you've played.
Oh, snap.
So, take that, put it in your pipe, smoke it, get high.
Okay. Sure.
All right. So, with that, what's going on this week? What are you playing this week? Besides wedding planner.
yes, and that is already, we've already discussed some of the things, but nothing set in stone yet. But in terms of gaming, obviously more DQ9, and obviously more Castlevania, and I don't know, I might pull a little bit of FIFA 11 on you.
Oh, snap.
Hey,
John, I'm looking at you.
You're converting everybody. What's wrong with you?
That's more than what Killer Wolverine's done. He's not been online since he asked me to go on there.
Well, he's been playing it. He just hasn't been playing it. He was on for hours Friday night playing it. Instead of Castlevania. Frickin' British influence. All right. Well, welcome back, Wombat.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
For those of you that couldn't tell,
the life of a father.
Yeah, tell me about it. For those of you that couldn't tell, we lost him there for a little bit. We had a little hiccup in the power.
Indeed.
And Adam from Eternia couldn't get the power going. but Wombat's back, so it's time for your fondling. You came back just in time.
I did come back just in time. Just in time to bore you with how little I've played.
Awesome.
I played, as mentioned, the trial for Sonic. We've already kind of talked about my position on that. And then mostly I spent the rest of the week playing NBA 2K11 for review, which is very, very good. It's definitely the best basketball game I've played in a long time. I really like what they've done with my player this year. I think they've done a really good job with it. And I will say that I do think that everybody that's calling it the best sports game of all time, to me, that's a little hyperbolic. I don't think it's the best sports game of all time. It's the best basketball game in recent memory, for sure. And it's a great game for sure. But I mean, I think the and this may just be bias on my part, but I think that Sony's had the best sports game locked up for a long time with the show. Because the show basically does everything that NBA 2K has been doing, or does this year, but it's been doing it for a while. So, but I do think it's the best basketball game I've played in a long time. I love the Jordan Challenge stuff. Love my player. Love the way the game plays. Really, really good. So I should have my review to zero by tomorrow or today as you're listening to this.
Boom. So.
Boom goes my ringtone.
Boom, boom.
And that pretty much wraps it up for me.
All right. What are you playing this week?
I don't know, honestly, that I will actually play anything new this week.
You might play Gothic.
Well, yeah, there's that. I didn't really want to go into Gothic. I got the Gothic kind of illustrated the reason why, despite being a huge PC gamer back in the day, I don't play PC games really anymore. We were the good folks there were nice enough to get us a PC copy of Gothic. Unfortunately, the PC copy not only it was a European copy, I should mention. And not only did for some reason my system virus scan it for two files. But also the it won't run on a 64-bit machine apparently. Now there might be a patch or something that'll fix that, but I didn't really have time to get into it. So I don't think it'll run well on my system anyway. So we'll go with we're supposed to be getting the 360 version here for review in a couple days. So I'll let you guys know what I think.
Also, by the way, I did get an update from Killer Wolverine. He is out to dinner with your mom.
Oh, sweet.
I'm sorry, I meant his mom. So, that's why he's not on the show. Yeah, but hopefully, and like I tweeted the other day, I'm scared because I got, like, no packages last week, and there's, like, a million things coming out, so I feel like the FedEx guys is going to bring a pallet one day this week.
Nice.
And it's
probably.
It's going to be nasty, like, every day. So this week, I think I broke a record this week. I said I was going to finish Castlevania, and you know I got to give a shout out to Drew. He's not here today. He me and him used to talk about achievements, and you know we used to fight about who was going to get more. And then I just totally wiped the floor with him, and he quit and went over to trophies.
Yeah.
He's also doing a thing this year where he's trying to complete so many games. I think I'm going to go count up my tally and see if I can't outdo him. Just to liven up the competition, because this week alone, I finished three.
Wow!
So, yeah, I think I got him. I think I do. But the first game I finished, this is the one I said I would finish last week, which was Castlevania: Lord of Shadow, and awesome. Stick around after the credits for the true ending of awesomeness, because that game was incredible. I loved it. On my list for one of the top three games of the year. I can't talk enough about how much I love that game. It's so good, so epic, and so long, and it never got boring from beginning to end. Just a fantastic game. And the other game I finished this week, I finished Enslaved, The Odyssey to the West. That was another really, really good game. And decently long. It was about 10 hours long. The twist wasn't really, it was kind of what I expected, but at the same time I was kind of interested. But then again, just like everything else, when you get the twist, you're kind of like, well, how did that happen? How did this happen? And
right.
it was interesting, but this is one of those games where the characters are so, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. They're so deep that you get involved in their lives and you really feel for them. Like when they cry, you feel bad for them, and you know, when they have tragedy, you feel bad for them. And it speaks high volumes to the facial animations that Ninja Theory does, and also to the voice acting, which was just phenomenal. But really, really good game. The final boss is a pain in my ass. because it, and this is funny. I basically got to the final boss, and in anybody who's played the game knows that it has pretty good checkpoints. So if you do happen to die, you don't go back like a million years. But I was fighting the final boss, and I glitched the game to the point where I could run around the level, but nobody would attack me, and I couldn't attack anybody.
Nice.
So I was like, I think I glitched it. So I decided to hit restart last checkpoint. Well, on the final boss, the last checkpoint is the beginning of the fight.
Oh, that sucks.
And this, I was already like a half hour into the fight, so needless to say, I was kind of pissed. But the final boss is very, very large in scale, and it's like a 5-part battle. But very, very good game. Really enjoyed it. Won't go back and collect anything. It just didn't really appeal to me that much, but the journey through it was incredible. I definitely recommend checking it out. And the other game that I finished this week, I finished in 2 days, which was Medal of Honor. Very, very short game. I had a good time going through it. It's basically like EA sat down at a meeting and said, okay, we need a Call of Duty. Guys, go make a Call of Duty. And the developer went and made a Call of Duty clone. And it is good, but it's very, very short. I would probably say my clock time was anywhere between, and I don't keep track of how long it takes me to play through games most of the time, but I mean, 2 or 3 sittings, I think I finished this game. So I wouldn't guess it's more than 5 or 6 hours. I have not played the multiplayer, and just for the record, I did not get this game for free. EA did end up not sending me one yet, so I went and took advantage of the Toys R Us buy 2 get 1 free, and I picked this up as one of my games, and I did enjoy it. There's a couple really cool levels, like the helicopter level was really cool, and driving around on the 4-wheelers was pretty cool, and there's some really. And I think it's a big deal because it's so close to home. They speak in the game about how it's they're in Afghanistan trying to take down the Taliban and Al Qaeda, and it's kind of more realistic than fighting fake military factions. It kind of hits home a little bit. So there's that aspect of it. I mean, it's very cinematic. It didn't feel like Medal of Honor. It felt like Call of Duty. So. Take that for what you will. So those are the 3 games I finished this week. Enjoyed all of them. Medal of Honor, if you're not planning on playing online, which I can't talk about yet. I've heard a lot of people say it's kind of one of those games that'll get played for like 2 weeks and then nobody will play it again. So I don't know. But as far as the single player goes, I would just rent it. It is definitely fun to play through, but it's not something that's going to like knock you out. And the buy 2, get 1 free at Toys R Us, I also... just because these were my choices, because everybody knows that the buy 2 get 1 free, if you don't go on Sunday you're screwed. But I had Medal of Honor, and I picked up Nier because I heard it was an action game more than it was an RPG, and I have to say that I do like it. It's fun. It's definitely not gonna like change your opinion of anything in the world, that's for sure. But It's interesting. I think I'll enjoy playing it. Apparently, it's pretty long, so I figured that was a good pickup because I didn't own it. And the other game, I had a choice between Clash of the Titans, because you got to remember, I own most of the games. Like, they had good stuff. They had Spider-Man. They had NBA 2K11, but I already have these games. So I was left to choices of Clash of the Titans, which... After the reviews, I don't know if I could play that.
Yeah.
Greg Hastings Paintball. Nice. Which, wow. I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. And putting Final Fantasy 13 back in my collection, which I opted for that. So the fact that I bought 2 Square Enix games like goes against my religion. Or something.
Your religion is based on Square Enix games?
Yeah, you know. But I put
Final Fantasy.
So I put that back in my collection. So that's the 3 games that I picked up. I did play Nier. I did not play Final Fantasy. I just threw it on my shelf. Also having a buy 2 get 1 free sale this weekend was GameStop.
Of course.
So I went to that to pay off my Star Wars that comes out, and I decided to go ahead and take another plunge and get to buy two, get one free. So I picked up the Saboteur and Tekken 6 because those were real cheap, and I enjoyed both of them enough to pay $20 for them a piece. And then the third game I picked up, I had never even heard of, and I decided to jump in just because it has to be so bad it's good. But it was a game called Morphex.
What?
I had never heard of this game, and when I was talking to Boogeyman, I'm like, dude, this has just got awesome written all over it, like awesome bad. So I picked it up and I bought it, and basically what it is it's like a third-person shooter game where you get infected by an alien and you start turning into an alien and you have to kill aliens, and God, it feels like a budget title.
Sounds like a budget title.
It is a budget title. I only paid, I got it for free. It was my third free game.
Sounds like District 9.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a budget game, which is why I'm glad I didn't pay for it. But it's extremely hard. And I'm starting to play it. I'm sitting there playing it. I'm like, why the fuck am I playing this? I could be playing something really, really good, and I'm sitting here playing Morphex. So I think I'll keep it in my collection just because I will be the one person that owns it. Because I didn't even know the game existed, so if that tells you anything. Let me think. I played some more NBA 2K11. I started a season, which is amazing. I need to adjust the sliders because obviously I suck at basketball, so I dumbed it down to like just ridiculous difficulty, and I beat them like 78-15, which is not really fun. So I'm going to try to bump it up and try to find my happy my happy medium where I will win but not by like a billion points. Because I'm not a basketball guy, so... But I do enjoy the game. It's really, really good. It plays really, really good. I had a lot of fun with it. I did... I know there was the giant Fable 2 debacle this week.
Yeah.
Where Fable 2 showed up on the marketplace for free. And I know Drew got screwed and got charged for it.
Oh, no.
So...
Yeah, I think it was only the first episode that was free. And I think he got he downloaded the whole game, and so they charged him $20.
Well, see, that's the glitch, is I had downloaded the first episode, so I just put it back in my queue, and it downloaded the whole game.
Nice.
Well, I got the item that came up over here was the full game worth $19.99, but it was only on certain links that it came up as free. It was some really odd, weird thing. But it wasn't just the episodic, because it was like 7 gig.
Yeah, mine was 6.6 gigs, and I put it on my queue to download, and then I heard all these people going, oh, I got charged for it, it doesn't work. And I got home, booted up my system, I had no charges, and there was the game.
Oh.
So, free copy of Fable 2 for me, I'll leave it on my hard drive. I didn't play it, I just booted it up to see if it worked. I did play some more Front Mission, which, Gambus, you weren't here last week. I did pick that up. Really, really enjoying it. I think I'm like 4 or 5 levels in. I just fought my first boss. I really, really like it. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
I like how you don't have to like customize your mech between missions. You can just pick one of the three default ones, like if you want to be a heavy soldier, a light soldier, or a rounded soldier. So that makes the game a lot easier to just jump into and play without having to sit there and customize your mech. Although I did do a custom paint job, which I like to do that. But it is really, really good. And once again, I think I'm going against my religion entirely, because that's the third Square Enix game I've bought in the last 2 weeks.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I don't even know. That's messing with my head. and then I tore through some arcade games. Sonic 4 Episode 1, which we talked about already. I don't need to beat a dead horse, or a dead furry for that matter. I did play Dead Space Ignition, and don't go by the name, because Dead Space is awesome. Ignition is awful. It's like an interactive comic where the characters look like they're being melted by a flame. It looks awful. It looks ridiculous, and it's really bad. It's basically just a collection of these like little puzzle mini games where you have to redirect beams of light or destroy computer viruses by shooting these other little viruses at them, or guiding this little dot through a computer thing to get to the end before the viruses do. And it's just awful.
It sounds like a iPhone game.
It really feels like an iPhone game, and it's $5. And what I think is hilarious is there's multiplayer. I'm like, what the hell are you going to do in multiplayer? Are you going to race your little sperm trails together? I don't get it. It's just, it's not very good. I did not enjoy that. Although I did play this week's Game Feast game, which is called Super Meat Boy, which almost sounds like a porno movie. But I gotta say, I'm digging it. I'm digging it a lot, actually. It has a very 8-bit story style, and it's hilarious. But the game is, I'm trying to think, did anybody ever play, what was that, Eats Chowdown for Xbox Live Arcade? It kind of reminds me of that, because you just get one level, and you can, you know, you can see the end of the level from the beginning of the level, and the objective is to get to the end by traversing with these like special jumps and getting through meat grinders and stuff, and the faster you do it, the better you score. So it has a Eats Chowdown kind of feel, where it's real simple, the levels are real fast. Like the first chapter is like 25 levels, and I blasted through it in like an hour. So I mean, it's a real twitch game. Like levels can last anywhere from 10 seconds up to like maybe 30 seconds. But it is really, really fun. It's really, really charming. I did enjoy it quite a bit. My review should be live today, so the embargo's up today. So, but it's really good. My only issue is that, yeah, it's $15, but at the same time, I could see somebody paying $30 for this on the DS and being satisfied. So it's hard to say, you know, hey, this isn't worth $15 when it is about probably 3 or 4 hours of puzzles, and then you have the ability to go back and perfect them. And I mean, it has a lot of replay value, but at the same time, you don't have to dedicate yourself to it. You can pop it in for 20 minutes and be satisfied. So, but it is really, really good, and I really enjoyed it.
Hey, that's what she said.
I bet she did. Did she enjoy your Super Meat Boy? And the last thing I want to talk about, which I'm surprised nobody else mentioned, was the Star Wars demo.
Oh, yeah, I played that too.
Yeah.
I forgot that was this week.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
My God, like the first time when you break through the window and you drop down to the floor and you crash and like all the stormtroopers go flying out the window, I was like, okay, this is awesome. And then when you lob off a stormtrooper's head.
Yeah, I cut off a couple heads.
Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah.
That is so...
One guy cut off his head and both his arms, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, because then they just fall to the ground. Or like when you happen to get one of your force throws right and they land in just the perfect position to bounce off the wall.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that game is so—it's so polished.
It looks very pretty, doesn't it?
It's gorgeous visually. The controls are polished. Everything is polished in that game. And when you play it, you just get this sense of being the ultimate Star Wars badass. So I mean, I am so pumped, and that kind of rolls over into my future fondly. Is I will be playing that this week, and I cannot wait to play that. I am so excited to play that game. I'm not getting it for free.
Oh.
So, don't jump on me for that. I actually paid for it. I'm just lucky to know somebody who knew somebody. But I have paid it off. I'm ready whenever it shows up this week to go pick it up and indulge in the awesome. As far as the rest of the week, I should be playing Kirby's Epic Yarn, which I'm actually really excited to play after watching the videos. That game looks really freaking awesome.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it does.
I probably will be playing DJ Hero, because they should send that for review, which I enjoyed the first one. I did. I think it'll be good. I will be playing Vanquish. I want to give that another go in the final version, and I hope it's longer than the internet's is claiming it is. So, we'll see about that one. As far as my backlog, I think I'm actually, you know, I'll just continue, because I'm not really trying to beat Front Mission. I'll play it at my own pace, so I can enjoy that one. But everything else, I've pretty much cleaned up with Enslaved and Castlevania, so it's time to just look forward and see what's coming out. Alright, now that the fondling's wrapped up, it's time to talk about the big releases for the week, and I promise you, this is a big week. We start off with Kirby's Epic Yarn, which releases the day we're recording this, so yesterday. So if you got a Wii, go pick that up. Looks awesome. The game that can't seem
the
to
game,
make...
The game, not your Wii.
Yeah, don't pick up your Wii in public. That'll get you arrested. The Deal or No Deal with the case, that's coming out apparently now. It got delayed a week, as did Dragon's Lair Trilogy and I Love Puppies.
Still, we're not getting the puppy love.
No, no puppy love. Farm...
And they call it puppy love.
Farmtopia comes out for the DS this week.
Sweet! Like Farmville.
Yeah, for the DS. It's made by 505 Games, though, so don't get too excited. I Spy Spooky Mansion comes out for the Wii, as does My First Dollhouse.
Sweet.
In case you, you know, wanted to start your first dollhouse.
Sign me up.
Power Gig, Rise of the Six String, the game that actually comes with a real gitter.
Oh.
So, PS3, 360, I think that's it. Sled Shred with the Jamaican bobsled team also got delayed. That's out this week. Uncharted 2 Game of the Year Edition, which I saw that at Toys R Us. So is that a mistake on their part, or...
That's a good question.
The Juju Pets game comes out this week. Arcania Gothic 4 hits this week. For PC and 360, Blazing Souls Axolate for the PSP. I've never heard of that game. Bakugan, Defenders of
Bakugan.
The Core, comes out for the Wii, the PSP, the DS, the PS3, and there you go. And the 360, sorry. Didn't want to leave that out. As does Ben 10, Ultimate Alien. That comes out this week for 360. That's all I see it for. CSI, Fatal Conspiracy for the Wii. Yeah. Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 11 drops this week for 360, Wii, PS3, and DS. Cosmos Chase for the DS. Cars Tune, Mater's Tall Tales.
Old Mater.
DJ Hero 2 for PS3, 360, and Wii, along with bundles, party bundles, magic bundles, just tons of bundles. Bundle. Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi Tag Team comes out for the PSP. We still got an assload of DJ Hero SKUs. EA Sports MMA comes out this week for 360 and PS3. EVE Online Commissioned Officer Edition for the PC. Fallout New Vegas for 360, PS3, and PC. Flip's Twisted World comes out for the Wii. What else we got here? Lots of stuff this week. Hidden Mysteries, The Salem Witch Trials. I remember that game. It's still not out. Imagine Resort Owner. Here's one for you, Wombat. Kevin Van Dam Fishing.
Yes.
For the PS3.
Wonder if he's any relation to Jean-Claude.
I don't know. Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 comes out this week for the PS3 and the 360.
That's been getting some really high reviews.
Yeah. NBA 2K11 for the Wii hits this week. Pro Evo Soccer drops this week for 360 and PS3. Rock of the Dead comes out this week, which looks awesome.
Sweet.
SBKX, which is a bike game. Not like a bicycle, but like a motorbike racing game for the PS3. Saw 2, Flesh and Blood comes out this week for 360 and PS3. Sesame Street, Elmo's A to Zoo Adventure for Wii and DS.
Ugh.
Smart Girls Playhouse Party.
What?
Smart Girls Playhouse Party.
Now you perk up, Ryan.
That sounds
my favorite game series of all time, actually.
Sounds like Pedophile the Game. What's up with that?
Sounds like the kind of game you play in a flat panel van.
Indeed. Sesame Street Cookies Counting Carnival.
Sweet.
Well, you could really throw a nasty C word in there and make that a lot funnier.
Yeah.
The Shoot comes out for the PS3 this week, the Move game, which is really fun, by the way. As does Time Crisis Raising Storm for the PS3. Vanquish drops this week for PS3 and 360. Good God Almighty, there's a lot of games this week that I just forget about. The wireless keyboard for Rock Band 3 comes out this week. All the Kinect crap that you can, like, mount it to your TV and whatever shit, that comes out this week. And I believe that's it. I think I've got it all. But there you go. There's your list of stuff coming out this week. And it's still not the biggest week of the year. Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka boom. And now it's time for the news.
And now, news for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Too Human. That's right, it's been 2 years and we're still talking about it. Eat that, bitch. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Yeah, I blame that entirely on you.
Yep. I will take that credit.
THQ's UDraw Studio Wii Game Tablet. If that's not a mouthful, it comes out on November 14th. Age of Empires Online is entering a closed beta. Peter Moore sees FIFA evolving into a disc-less persistent franchise.
Well, that's interesting.
Blizzard is apparently suing alleged StarCraft II hackers.
Really?
Yeah.
Suing them?
They're suing them.
Take that, hackers.
Here's an awesome deal. If you buy the Back to the Future 25th Anniversary bundle for Blu-ray, you get a voucher for the game.
Awesome, because I've got that on pre-order.
So, for PC and Mac, so.
I was about to say, there's a game?
Yeah, the Telltale...
Telltale, isn't it? Yeah.
Telltale game, like the Sam and Max animated adventure. They're doing a Back to the Future and a Jurassic Park.
Huh.
Which I imagine the Jurassic Park voucher will come with the Blu-ray, which is inevitably on its way.
Yeah.
NPD numbers came out this week, and we talked last week about how that we're not going to get to see them anymore.
Yay!
But we still got to see them.
Boo!
And 360 once again dominated with almost 500,000 units sold. And in the first time, I think this is the first time I've seen this, the Wii was last place.
Wow.
So
downhill from here.
Yeah.
Eat that.
So, the Wii was last place, PS3 was down from last year, but it still sold over 300,000, so that's impressive.
Yeah.
Especially with the expensive Move bundles out there, a lot of people bought those, so it's good news for Sony. King of Fighters 2002 Ultimate Match is coming to Xbox Live Arcade on November 3rd. It includes 66 characters.
Sweet.
Making it the largest game in the series. Apparently, Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock sales have disappointed. It only sold 86,000 units.
Really?
In its first month.
Wow.
So
maybe everybody's finally getting tired of plastic instruments and music games.
I guess we'll see with Rock Band.
Yeah.
Because in order to enjoy...
I can't believe that sold a few.
Yeah, because Rock Band, in order to enjoy it the way it's supposed to be enjoyed, is going to cost you at least $200.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I'm really kind of pissed at our PR people for Rock Band. I think it's kind of funny. They said they were going to send us the game and no instruments. I'm like, hey, then I'm going to review it like a track pack.
Right.
Because that's what you're sending me. The Kinect software update apparently reportedly fixes the issues with people who are sitting down.
Oh, that's good.
So now you can sit down and play. See, this is why things are in beta and why you shouldn't judge them until they're out.
Oh.
Final Fantasy XIV's free trial period has been extended, possibly due to the fact that it didn't get higher than a 5 in the reviews.
Yeah.
So we're going
to
let you play it.
Which is possibly due to the fact that half of the environments are copy and pasted from Final Fantasy XI. Did you see those videos online?
Yeah, it looks just like
it's
11.
It's pretty
funny. Oh, wow.
Like, it's a straight copy-paste.
Hey, but it's exclusive to PS3, according to Jack Tretton. That's one you want in your stable, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like saying...
Drake and the 99 Dragons was exclusive to the Xbox.
There you go. That's a good one. I couldn't think of a better one than that. Maybe Advent Rising.
Oh, don't you fucking start. Namco Bandai honors the Chilean miners with Mr. Driller.
Yeah, because that's what they want to see right now.
Apparently, they put up an image to celebrate them getting out with a picture of Mr. Driller, and then they ripped it down and apologized because it was a little inappropriate.
You think?
You gotta admit, though, whoever thought of that's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah,
as offensive and inappropriate as it is, that's pretty clever.
And it says, "Welcome back."
It wasn't offensive because he's a driller and they were stuck in a mine. It was offensive because he sort of looked like he's got a condom on his head.
Apparently, Tim Schafer loves the new Double Fine strategy. He split the team into four teams so that it takes four times as long to release a mediocre game.
Oh,
that's uncalled for.
Don't hate on him.
Oh, leave me alone. That was funny. Apparently, there's a Duke Nukem 3D remake fan project, and Gearbox has given it its blessing. So, Sony says that Move sales so far are in excess of expectations. In Europe, yeah, they sold 1.5 million Move controllers, which is awesome. In the U.S., if it's so far in an excess, they really didn't have high hopes for it, because I think it only sold like 300,000 units in the U.S. So, development studio Chrome shut down this week. This is listed as a rumor, but they are officially shut down. I saw that yesterday. They made such great games as Star Wars, the Clone Wars battle for the whatever that crappy one was.
Yeah.
And they made Blade Kitten and the Game Room for Xbox Live Arcade.
Wow.
Blade Kitten was only out a week or so ago, wasn't it?
Yep. And they shut down after that. NBA Jam is releasing for 360 and PS3 on a disc.
Give me a break.
So, well, apparently it sold on the Wii, so there you go.
Yeah, after they were going to give it away free.
Yeah. Now it'll be $50.
The
Nintendo World Store is closing for a renovation. It will be reopening on November 1st. The NPDs, Xbox 360, 37% sales increase from last year. And Move owns the top 10 accessories outside of course, Xbox Live point cards and PS3 point cards. Apparently, I don't even know what the hell that is. Sola Turobo getting an 8-hour commercial marathon on Japanese TV.
Who? What?
That's what I said. Apparently, it sets a Guinness World Record for 100 different ads. Pokemon is apparently losing steam, but it's still number one in Japan. This is a rumor that got debunked really fast, but the Xbox 360 update increasing the friends limit to 1,000 people. Seriously, if you need 1,000 friends, you need to get the fuck out of the house.
Agreed.
The Pirates of the Caribbean game that was in development has been canceled and lays off the hit developer. So, and from what I heard with people that played it, it was good.
Yeah, I'd heard something like that that had been quite well received by the people that actually played it.
Yeah, and it got canceled. So there you go. And yet somehow we get 505 Games still in business. We'll figure that out. Red Dead Redemption, The Undead Nightmare is coming October 26th, which is just in time for Halloween. So get your zombie cowboy on. Dragon Age 2 pre-orders are receiving a free BioWare Signature Edition upgrade if you pre-order.
Yeah, boy.
I think
Sorry,
you have
I'm
to.
I'm really, really excited for Dragon Age 2.
Yeah, apparently you get a bonus playable character, a soundtrack, and some DLC items for the game. You get it all free if you pre-order it before a certain date. It's apparently $20 worth of additional content.
Nice.
Former LucasArts exec, former Fearless Studios, the guys that basically got fired from Force Unleashed, created Fearless Studios. Which, after playing that demo, it's like, how do you fire those guys?
I know.
PS3 is going disc-free Netflix this week. And have you seen the interface?
No.
That thing is awesome. Truly, it is awesome. I may switch using Netflix on my 360 to my PS3 now. That's how awesome it is.
We've had something over here just been announced. Our version of Netflix Love Film, the same service as Netflix, basically. They've agreed a deal with UK PS3 owners so that you get streaming and whatnot.
Nice. Streaming is awesome.
Well, it's making me think about getting a Love Film account, because it's apparently it's from the $9.99 accounts upwards for unlimited streaming, so that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we get unlimited streaming for $8.99 a month, and there's some pretty good stuff on there to watch. Konami is apparently working on a patch for Castlevania for the PS3 save bug, which, if you don't know what that is, basically if you get to the end of the game, there can be a glitch that deletes your save.
Nice.
So, yeah. That would suck. That's a long game.
Yeah, that's actually the version that I picked up, but I've read that if you have like a USB drive, you could back up your save.
Yeah, just make sure you back it up, because you don't want to get to the end of the game and then all of a sudden, like, hey, look, start over.
That would suck big time.
It makes me happy that I bought the 360 version, actually, because if I'd have got to the end of it and it deleted it, I might have killed someone. The first Halo Reach map pack is coming November 30th. It's called the Noble map pack. It contains 3 new maps, and it's 800 points. I wonder if that'll sell.
Nah.
The latest Gran Turismo 5 delay is due to kinks in the system.
Oh, dear. Oh. It's never coming out.
I still think it's funny that people think it's going to make it out this year. Well, you're full of shit. It ain't going to make it out this year. You crazy? Duke Nukem Forever demo code is available to Steam Borderlands owners.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, the fact that you get it in the Game of the Year edition for Borderlands and Steam Borderlands owners. So, what about us 360 owners that, you know, have owned it since it came out?
Yeah, no doubt.
Where's our love?
I want my Duke Nukem demo. I bought Borderlands the day it came out.
And I've bought every DLC. I bought every DLC except for the fucking Claptrap. Where's my love?
Your mom bought the Claptrap.
She did. Japanese shooter Guange is coming to Xbox Live Arcade on November 10th. Another bullet hell game from Cave. So
sweet.
That'll be awesome. Atari is reviving Star Raiders for 360, PS3, and PC. Apparently it was a game from the 70s.
Oh.
I was about to say, if you remember Star Raiders, you're not listening to this podcast.
No, probably not. You consider old school PS2, you don't know what Star Raiders is.
Yeah.
I had an argument on Twitter about this the other day, but Rock Band 3 is offering free launch DLC from the Doors. And I had an argument about why not just put it on the disc.
Right.
If it's going to be free anyway. And then everybody was like, well, it's to promote their DLC model. I'm like, yeah, but what about the people who don't download, who don't go online?
Yeah, what also about, I'm pretty sure that the first two games did a pretty good job of promoting their DLC model.
Yeah, I think we're done promoting it, other than the fact
we're past
that
point.
Except for the fact that you claimed Rock Band would be a platform, and oh look, there's a 3 after the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
Sort of like Little Big Planet.
Yeah, that kind of didn't work either. Nice way to lie, bitches. Valve announced DOTA this week, DOTA 2, which, if you don't know what that is, it's Defense of the Ancients. It's a popular Warcraft 3 mod.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, they announced the sequel this week. Apparently more Japanese creators have defected to Grasshopper. The Harvest Moon creator joined Suda51 staff this week. So now we can get farm simulation in our mediocre action games.
Yay!
Apparently,
hip, hip!
Hooray.
Yeah, there you go.
Japanese gamers are split on the 3DS price point. Some of them think it's too much, some of them think it's just right, I guess. I don't know.
You're sleeping in my bed.
And you know what? I don't care. They're sending me a free one. Booyah! Take that. DJ Hero 2 DLC starts with the Hitmakers on November 2nd. Usher, Rihanna, and Steve. How do you say that? A-O-K-I? Aoki?
I have no idea.
Aoki?
Who or what you're talking about.
Okay. It's music.
Oh, gotcha.
The Dead Space 2 Collector's Edition includes a replica plasma cutter. That's BAMF.
That's pretty cool.
That's BAMF. I'm going to tell
you
that.
That is somewhat BAMF.
I'm going to tell you that right now. There's a rumor that the PSP Go is getting a $50 price drop. Apparently, it was supposed to happen last Friday. I didn't see whether or not it actually happened. So, it's still a rumor, I guess. Unless I'm wrong, which I could be. Catherine is considered the love triangle from hell. That game just looks weird every time I see it. I don't
which
know.
It's better than being considered the game from hell.
Well, that's true. New resistance details, upgradable weapons, the return of the weapon wheel, more co-op, human cannibalism, and more.
Really? They're bringing the weapon wheel back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that, including human cannibalism, what I got out of that was weapon wheel.
I know. Maybe you need to see a shrink. Because apparently you're okay with human cannibalism.
I didn't say I was okay with it.
Another Century's episode sequel announced. Do you know what that is?
Another Century? From Gundam.
How did I know that Gambus would know what that is? That's why I said it. Rune Factory is headed for PS3 and the Wii. Apparently Nathan Fillion is campaigning for the part in Uncharted.
Yay! Yep.
I hope he gets it.
So did I.
I knew nothing about any of this until I heard this whole hoopla about how he wanted to be in the movie. I'm like, okay, whatever. The movie's going to suck anyway. Why does he care?
Have you seen Firefly? Or Serenity?
Don't fucking go away.
What?
People hang on to that damn show. It was canceled after a season. Let it go.
It's still one of the best shows ever made.
Yeah, whatever. That's called Lost. That actually got the finish.
Whatever.
Every show that guy writes gets canceled. That doesn't speak high volumes for me.
It take a while to get canceled.
Okay, Firefly was what, one season? Dollhouse was two.
Yeah, but Buffy lasted a while. Angel lasted, I think, 6 or 7 seasons.
Five.
There you go.
Well, the thing was with Firefly, they actually aired the episodes out of order.
Yes, indeed, and change the times that they were on. Yeah, Fox didn't do that show much justice, to be fair.
You know what, you brown coats freak
me out.
You
know what else aired the shows out of order? That would be one Clerks Uncensored cartoon.
Yes, they did.
Which was incredibly hilarious and never got a chance.
It would have, two episodes?
We never got over.
Two episodes.
Yeah.
There's a report that Robomoto is no longer developing the Tony Hawk games, and they've been hit by layoffs as well. That's what happens when, you know, everybody judges your game before they play it.
When that news came out, people collectively said, who?
Yeah. Who? Split Second is launching on November 16th for the PSP, which apparently that was a deal this week. Best Buy had Split Second for 360 and PS3 for $20.
Wow.
Which is a steal. I never got
a
chance to go get it, so... OutRun Online Arcade is disappearing from Xbox Live next year due to a licensing issue with Ferrari. Really, Ferrari? Really? Do you really think that game is selling enough that you need more money from it? Jesus. Rocky Horror Picture Show DLC is headed to Guitar Hero. And the fact that I have to look at Tim Curry's ass for this new story really kind of bothers me.
Nice.
As we mentioned earlier, the NPD will no longer publish, which didn't they do this like 3 months ago? We're not going to show it to anybody. Which I noticed
in the... Yeah, but I mean, they always get out anyway, because, I mean, they publish them to different people, and then other people put it out publicly. So, I mean, it's not really much of a change, but...
Well, I noticed one thing they changed this month is they stopped separating SKUs. So, like, Dead Rising sales were consistent across all platforms.
Really?
So, that's actually...
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that actually kills some of the fanboy war, even when they do get out, so... Which I don't trust NPD anyway, because it doesn't take Walmart into account.
Right.
So, how do you...
Anybody that lives in the States knows how big Walmart is.
Yeah, how do you leave out the biggest retailer in America? Seriously. Nintendo is celebrating Pokemon Gold and Silver anniversary with Mew. He will be available October 15th through the 30th via Wi-Fi.
Sweet.
You would be the only one to say sweet.
I need to get my Pokeballs in order.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah, apparently you got to get in your van, too. Jesus.
Best sentence ever.
Says it all.
The latest Yakuza game is now a Japanese television series.
Really?
I heard it's pretty terrible, too.
OMG.
Really?
I heard that it's like actually like nothing like the game's story, that it's just real silly.
NG Moco, which is a small developer, iPhone mostly, was bought by a Japanese firm for $400 million.
Wow.
Is that all?
That's all. Anybody who knows what Redbox is, those rental kiosks that you see at like McDonald's and shit, apparently they're moving to games.
Yeah, boy.
And
I heard that.
$2 a night. Which is pretty cool, but what if you like rent like Final Fantasy?
If you're renting Final Fantasy from Redbox, that's your own problem.
Yeah, that's true. You only get one disc.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-buy future SmackDown vs. Raw DLC. If you pay $9.99, you get a discounted chunk of DLC packs that you would have to otherwise purchase separately.
Give me a break.
Here we go. EA has canceled Steven Spielberg's LMNO project.
Anybody even know what that is?
It's the letters in the alphabet. It was just a code name.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I've been seeing that all over the place. I never knew they were letters in the alphabet.
Yeah, you know, in the order that they appear in the alphabet.
Thanks for the sarcastic answer, asshole.
In other news, 1, 2, 3, 4 are the numbers of the day. In the order that they appear on your phone. Alundra and Ark the Lad are on PSN. So if you've never played those, you can go download them now. Blue. Castlevania Lords of Shadow sequels are reportedly in the works by the same developer at Mercury Steam. So, there you go. Tenacious D is going to be at BlizzCon 2010.
Meh.
Nice. Remember when Tenacious D was relevant?
I think I was like 12.
No.
Remember when people actually cared about Jack Black?
Remember when Jack Black was funny? Oh, wait.
No.
Nope.
Raven Software loses more staff. Another round of layoffs at the Singularity developer. That sucks. That was a great game. Mega Man Legends 3 is going to be crafted through fan feedback.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That can't be good, right?
No.
Schlong Man.
Really?
Did you just say schlong, man? Do you know how long it's been since I've heard the word schlong?
Yeah, really. What's up with that? All right, that's all the news that I have. As far as the question thread, I'm starting to wonder why I reopened it. Because I only have one more question this week. And it is from Flip It. He says, just wanted to say congrats to Gambus on getting engaged. It was about time this stud finally settled down.
Seriously, now, why is everybody so excited about you getting an engage? I still don't.
He said, now hurry, you better get to baby making to catch up with ZT and Wombat's kids.
Oh, crikey.
Oh, yeah. And the only question is for you. It says, which video game character would you have as your best man and your groomsman?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Wow. Best man, video game character. Wow. Who do you think would be fun best man?
Nathan Drake.
Why? He's just an everyman.
Yeah, an everyman.
No, you're an everyman.
The speech is bound to be good.
I'll give you that. Dude, I don't know. Fucking Epic Mickey. What the hell? This is supposed to be your question, not mine.
Epic Mickey, yeah. For my best... No, seriously...
Good luck!
You know who you...
By
you know,
the way, before the wedding, I fucked your wife!
Now that is epic, Mickey.
That would be epic.
You should have Mega Man from the Captain N show come on and be like, I want to thank
Gambus for having me as his best smoke tweet.
I've known Gambus for so long. Oh, fucking Mega Man. Captain N, the Game Master, was about the worst thing ever.
I bought the entire
Not
series.
Just television show. That show was worse than cholera.
Yeah, I bought it on DVD and tried to watch it. Yeah.
It's an abomination.
That's one word for it. So who's your best man?
I don't know. Maybe, how about, let me see here.
Yeah.
I gotta make it good, you know? I gotta make it.
Whip it good.
You gotta make it hurt so good.
Hurt so good.
So good.
Come on, baby.
Rex from Mass Effect.
Just so he could bounce out all the wedding crashers?
Yep.
Interesting.
That'd be my best man, and,
The speech would just be him going back and forth with you going, Gambus, Rex, Gambus, Rex.
And the groomsmen would be the three freaking, the dance dudes from, Elite Beat Agents.
Oh, Jesus. See, I told you, Wombat, this is a wedding I have to go to.
No doubt.
So you have some dancing, you have an alien with a gun.
And you have Gambus Khan getting married, all abominations of the universe.
All under one
all
roof.
All prophesied in the end for the end times.
I think Nostradamus predicted that was the end of the world. Right there. And the only other post in this thread is Silly Ace 92 says, Gambus got engaged. When did that happen? Didn't he just meet this girl too? So there you go. And that's all I have in the question thread. But on Twitter, I have a few. First up, Shanghai 6 posted to John W. the other day and said that he was glad that you liked Front Towards Gamer Radio.
Your
accent makes a great addition to those N4G podcast Ohio Neanderthals.
And
I have a very funny story about this, because in reply to that, I told him that that you all sounded like Mr. Bean.
Thanks.
And you want to know what's really funny about that?
Mr. Bean doesn't say anything.
Rowan Atkinson started following me after I said that.
That's awesome.
No. Yes. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Sweet.
So I was like, hey, what's up? That's right. Anyway, Fixer says, sorry about the lack of shout-outs on last week's podcast, Zero. It's only because you're always awesome that you didn't need one.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's right. What's up? Yeah, I get some love. DML Fury, Drew says, I wish I was there with you guys, but I have to work to pay the bills. Wish me luck in the Super Street Fighter 4 tournament later today.
Mm. Good luck, fella.
Yeah, you're going to win. You're going to win?
Yeah.
Dizlau Boy says, and you know when I say that name and I'm going to ask you a question, you better prepare.
Yeah.
He said, if you had to name your testicles... What would it be?
Jeff and Bob.
Hopefully no. Bob is not from an action. So you'd name one of your testicles after Scorched Angel. Is there something you're trying to tell us?
I got mine.
Oh, good.
Nuts and Berries.
On a cold day, I might name them High and Tight.
On a warm day, hang them low.
There you go.
I just call mine Humpty and Dumpty.
Wow.
Of course, in a couple weeks, I might call them Stitch. Lilo and Stitch. Anybody who gets that joke understands what I'm about to go through.
Yeah.
You poor bastard.
Yeah. Anyway. Davos Flat says, sup y'all, after playing an assload of Dead Rising 2, it got me thinking, what game has stepped on your balls, in your case, Lilo and Stitch, but you loved it regardless?
I don't know.
Ninja Gaiden for me.
Yeah, that's one that basically crushes your soul and laughs while it does it.
Mm-hmm. Demon Souls, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Demon Souls and Monster Hunter. Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. I didn't make it, though.
I know, but you mentioned them.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, that's funny. Castlevania stepped on my balls quite a few times. I still love that game. Eddie Bishop says, go Bears.
Duh, Bears.
Which, let's give an update, they're getting beat right now 23-13 by the Seahawks.
Wow.
He says, I can't wait for Fallout New Vegas, and I know Zero can't either. You're right. I can't wait to flush it down the toilet. Suck it. Key134 says, I beat Sonic 4, and I think it's very good. My only complaint is the lack of new boss fights.
Yeah, I can agree with that. They all are basically reimagined versions of the first game.
Kind of like the whole game is.
Gambit's getting in with the quip.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Omega Balmung.
Awesome.
Says, that's pretty good. He says, love you guys. Keep up the good work. Peace out. Dylan MMC says, Fallout comes out this week. I'm stoked. Oh, everybody loves my hate on Fallout. It's fun. So Doom says, I have not tweeted in a while, but here it goes. Just bought Kane and Lynch 2 for $20. Final words on that game. I liked it. It's worth $20. It certainly wasn't worth $60. I will tell you that much.
I've not played it.
So, it was a decent... And here's the funny thing, if you can get away with this. I didn't like it as much as the first one, because the first one had character and atmosphere, whereas the second one felt really one-dimensional. But it played better. So it's like, what do you trade for? Do you trade a better playing game for a better, you know, like actual experience? It's hard. I wish the first one played like the second one, because then it would have been awesome. So Doom also says, been playing the shit out of Minecraft. Any of you checked it out yet? The game is digital crack. Love it. I don't get why you guys don't have more followers. I know you're pretty big in the online gaming scene. What gives? Well, love you guys.
Reports of our popularity have been vastly overrated.
What, the five people that listen to us? That's overrated?
I'm surprised we actually have 300 and some followers. No, I don't know why.
We have 387.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. That's not bad. I still haven't cracked 200 Twitter followers. I'm kind of pissed.
I just hit 400.
Shut up.
Let's talk about Gambus.
A popularity contest.
Let's talk about Gambus.
I don't want to talk about Gambus.
How many followers do you have on Twitter that you don't even tweet to?
Gambus can probably access Twitter from his brand new Engage, though.
I don't think it supports Flash. Oh, wait, that's the iPhone. Sorry. No, I still haven't checked out Minecraft. Has anybody else checked it out yet?
No, I haven't. I keep meaning to. And it looks like I need to see if it'll run on my really, really shitty laptop that I do this show from. It looks like it probably would, because it doesn't look very demanding.
And there's a browser version.
Oh, okay, then yeah. I need to check it out one of these days. Maybe I'll do that today.
There you go. Jeff,
I heard it's really fantastic.
I've heard great things about it, so I don't know. I just haven't had time to look at stuff on my PC. I have a copy of Dead Rising 2 sitting on my desk here that's still sealed, which will probably stay sealed until somebody says, hey, I'd like to have that. And I go, okay. Jerkstore81 says, which one of these do you wish would disappear? Greedy publishers, game DLC exclusive, console fanboys, or review embargoes?
Console fanboys.
Yeah, I'm on that one, yep.
Yeah.
I'll take all the rest of them any day if you get rid of those.
Yeah, I don't really mind the review embargo, to be honest. I know some people hate the review embargo. I don't really mind it so much.
Yeah, the review still goes up the day the game comes out. I mean,
right.
You can read it that morning.
Sometimes a little early.
Yeah. Fixer says, finished Enslaved. Awesome game. Also, Gambus Khan's proposal video was epic.
You know, I haven't watched the proposal video yet.
Kilts for the win. Congrats, Gambus.
You were wearing a kilt?
Yes, he was.
Yep.
It was epic.
Oh, someone linked me that.
Oh, that's awesome. Solid Sven says, so Zero, God of War 3, Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, or Force Unleashed 2, which has the most awesome sauce? Son of a bitch.
Good call on that one.
Oh man, that's just three barrels of awesome sauce. I can't even pick one. I think if I had to pick one right now, it would be Castlevania, because I haven't played all of Force Unleashed, so I can't speak on it yet.
Right.
And I liked Lords of Shadow better than God of War 3.
There you go.
So I would have to go with Castlevania right now. Solid Sven also says, what's everyone's top two games this generation between PS3, PSP, 360, Wii, and DS? His is Bioshock and MGS4. Damn.
That is tough.
That is real tough. Probably both Mass Effect games and Oblivion, maybe?
I have to go with, and you'd be amazed, but Just Cause 2.
Or maybe Dragon Age.
Just Cause 2 is probably up there, along with, of course, Metal Gear Solid.
I'd say Metal Gear Solid 4 and Mass Effect 2.
I'd have to go with Uncharted 2.
That's a good one. That's a great one, too.
I'd have to say a tosser. I can't pick between Red Dead or Fallout. Red Dead, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's a tough choice.
Red Dead's awesome. It's going to be a hard year.
I'd say Uncharted 2 and Red Dead.
It's going to be a hard year to pick. But you're going to pick right now, because GrayF34 says, hey guys, I know this might be hard, but what game would you pick for Game of the Year if it ended right now?
Oh.
Red Dead.
So you're going Red Dead all the way, huh?
I'm going to say
Red
Dead all the way.
You're going to go with Mass Effect 2. Gambus?
Yep. I think I'm going to take Ryan's lead.
You're going to go Mass Effect 2?
Yeah, probably.
Damn.
And then, well, never mind.
See, probably Red Dead second for me.
Yeah, it's so hard to pick one right now, because there's so much that I loved. As far as me personally, I would probably be a toss between Just Cause 2 and Castlevania, but if I was picking for overall, like, just epic game of the year, I probably would go Mass Effect 2. So it's so hard to pick. It's going to be a tough end of the year wrap-up for me. Because there's just so much crap that came out this year that was awesome. Red Dead, God of War, you know, Castlevania. Oh, my God. Mass Effect.
Darksiders.
Bayonetta,
Darksiders. Yeah, both of those games were awesome. Damn, man.
I have to keep trying to remind myself about Darksiders, because I know I'm going to forget it when the end of the year comes around, and I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, I did too. I beat it and loved it. Tyrant94 says, hey, N4G dudes, what's with the Game of the Year edition games? Just the regular game and codes for DLC stuff. Isn't it just lazy? You're damn right it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes that money, boy.
It makes the money. Of course, I heard that the Borderlands DLC packs, the codes didn't work.
Nice.
Nah.
That's pretty awesome.
I know you bought that today.
Yeah. I heard it's not all of them, it's just some of them.
Yeah, that's lazy. They need to put it all on the disc.
Yeah, which they really can't do for the 360 anymore.
Yeah.
Which they're really not going to do for anything anymore.
Yeah, well, the PS3 version of Resident Evil 5 had it all on the disc, which was cool.
I'd probably say that Uncharted 2's Game of the Year probably has it all on the disc, you'd think.
I don't know. We'll have to find out somebody who buys it and find out. And the last tweet that I have is Mega Monkeys. He says, "What's the story behind Gambus's balk at the end of the show?"
You know, we've answered this like four times, and I never remember how it started.
Well, it's nothing significant.
No, it wasn't at all.
It was probably like our second or third episode, and we were all like giddy recording the show, and I just was like,
yeah, it really was just him.
It's very organic.
Yeah, he was just randomly making a noise, and then I don't know how it started up being at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that either, to be honest.
I don't remember when we started putting it at the end of the show as the way to say the show was over, but somehow it got in there and it stuck, and apparently it's very popular.
And I apologize for making a pig's ear of it last week.
Yeah, did you hear that, Gambus? He
I thought it was actually pretty good last week.
I did too.
Yeah, me too.
Because certainly none of us were going to do it.
Yeah, so if I get like really old and have to pass the baton, I'll pass it to you, man.
How would you have to pass the baton? What?
He's going
to
retire.
Right.
He's getting married now, man.
No.
That's not an excuse for anybody on this show.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
He's getting married. I know my iPhone does, but I don't think the N-Gage has Skype on it, so.
I'm talking about when I get all old and decrepit.
When you get old and decrepit, I'll be older and more decrepit, so.
Do you really think we'll still be doing this show when you're old and decrepit?
Probably. We're losers. We're going to do it. Yeah, we don't care. We'll be in our 50s like, hey, listen to the N4G podcast.
Yeah! Play some video games this week.
I can't stand all these young whippersnappers.
Yeah. I have to sit down after playing 5 minutes of that Kinect 3.
The big new release is going to be Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah. And Duke Nukem Forever.
Yep. I think Duke Nukem Forever is actually going to come out before Gran Turismo, which is pretty incredible.
I think it's going to be hilarious when it does.
Yeah. It'll be subtitled Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
Bow, bow, bow.
Just hold on to that feeling.
Yeah.
Just do it. That's all the tweets I got. So, Gambus, you weren't here last week to give shout-outs. I do have one more thing after you're done, though. I forgot.
Okay, some shout-outs. Off the top of my head, Front Towards Gamer.
Which you didn't show up. You didn't show up for the game night.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, I was, you know.
What? You know.
What?
You
know.
Why don't you tell everybody, you know what?
I was on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
He was very late.
Yeah, I was so late that I didn't show up until hours later. But the thing is, though, I really would like to play against the Front Towards Gamer podcast crew and people, listeners. Yes, shout out to Front Towards Gamer podcast.
I listened to their podcast for the first time this week, and very good podcast, and Shanghai 6, very much a very good good host.
Oh yeah, he's a great host. He really
better
is.
Than that host of the M4G podcast.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, no doubt.
I knew that was coming. Fuck all y'all.
I'd also like to give a shout out to the Pink and Deadly podcast, which Shelmo actually left the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. So give a shout out to Shelmo and the Pink and Deadly podcast. I'd like to give a shout out to Front the Red Sun Gamer podcast, which is a really good podcast that covers Japanese gaming. One of the hosts listens to our show, Martin.
DJ Mitsuhara?
Yes, DJ Mitsuhara. Yep. Good podcast crew there. That's it. Extra good luck what's his name? Frustrated Fury? He changed his name.
To DML Fury. Just call him Drew.
Drew.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, good luck to Drew on his, Street Fighter 4 tournament. Super Street
Fighter.
Whoop
ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just got a late tweet in from Marcus GV. He says, are you reviewing Arcania Gothic 4? When will your review be out? Also, if you have Fallout New Vegas, please talk about it. We talked a lot about Fallout New Vegas, but we didn't play it.
We will be reviewing Gothic.
We will be reviewing Fallout as well. Drew is going to be reviewing that.
Oh, thank God I don't have to do it. I don't have 100 hours to spare.
I feel bad because he just had to blast through Castlevania and review that. Now he's got to jump right into Fallout. See? You guys think it's all glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
Till you get over here and then we smack you around.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I have the winner for the Comic Jumper contest. And I'm going to play it now. We had a lot of entries, some of them very good, some of them not so much. but they were all relatively hilarious in their own right. And I know that this, when I play this, you're going to be like, hey, he didn't sing it. But he did sing it in another entry. So, and this
and
one
I think
was,
you should play both of them because they're both pretty funny.
Okay, well, let me play the one that he sang first. I have to find. See, you put me on the spot. I have to find it now.
Boom.
Boom.
That's what I like to do.
Damn it. Oh, wait, I could probably just sort by, you know, his name.
You could do that, probably.
That would probably help. As soon as my email loads, you have to understand I have 10,000 emails in my email box. So,
We'll stop ordering Viagra, then.
All right, here's his first one. As a poor attempt at singing. His email said, here's me a poor attempt at a song with a funny voice. Here we go. We're going to do it now.
Boom, take my ring. Boom, take my phone. Boom, take my ring. Boom, take my phone. Boom, take my ring. Boom, take my phone. Yeah.
The fact that he goes, yeah, at the end is hilarious. But here's the one
that
thing
is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, here's the one that wins. It's a remix, and it's pretty freaking incredible the work he put into this. Here we go. That's awesome.
That is awesome. It is absolutely incredible. He must have took some time doing that.
Yeah. So, his name on my email, Ben Turnbull. I will be sending you the code, hopefully directly after the show, if not later this evening. But you will have the game. You are the winner. Congratulations. Thanks for everybody who sent in entries. They were all awesome, and I really enjoyed the contest. We're going to have some more contests like that, hopefully soon, when we get some more stuff to give away. But that was a ton of fun. But I think that's it. Does anybody else have anything else before we wrap this up?
No.
Nope.
I'm good.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Oh, wait. I do want to say to Che Marungo that I am rooting for your Giants.
Well, hopefully you're not rooting for his 49ers, because then I'll have to come after you.
No.
Okay, because they're playing the Raiders right now. So.
Just his Giants, because he said he would root for the Reds if I rooted for the Giants, so.
Okay, well, there you go.
We made a pact.
Well, he sent in an entry for the contest, which was pretty damn funny, and, you know, I felt bad that he didn't win, but, you know, we can only have one winner. So.
Well, and he's won some contests from us before.
Yeah, I think he won the trials contest, so we like it when regular listeners, you know, win, because that makes us feel good. Oh, wait, I got a late tweet. Are you looking forward to DC Universe Online, and will you pay to play?
No, and no.
I actually am looking forward to DC Universe Online, even though I am not on DC, but I don't know if I will pay to play.
He says he thinks he'll free to play. He can't justify paying £950 per month with so many high quality games coming out on a regular basis. Me, I'm just a sucker. I'm a fanboy. So it's DC. I can't help it.
I still don't think an MMO will work on a console.
Well, after seeing video footage of it, I think it looks more like an action game. So, I don't know. We'll see. Either way, I'm excited because I get to create my own character and fight alongside Batman.
Yeah.
Or the Joker. My choice.
Yeah. Really sweet.
There you go. I'm done. Everybody else done?
Yeah, yep. I'm done.
We're done.
I'm good.
Put a fork in it. We're dizon. So, Mr. Khan, since you were out last week, you have to make an epic one for this week.
All right. Here's an epic.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Are you kidding? It's me, Mario.
Zero dollars.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
And
I always have been angry. Killer Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.